Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Meeting Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across the country as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Hello to Maria in Germany. Hello to Steve in Thailand, who chimed in tonight. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. Parler, we're at The Captain's America. Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, before we get started, you and I were talking off air about David Hogg and his failed pillow company. But I have an idea, a business idea from Robert. And Robert has chimed in and said the following. He says, business idea for David Hogg. He could go into business with Greta Thunberg, making thermometers to measure global warming. Rectal thermometers.
Okay.
So, very good one, Robert. We'll save that for later in the show, but very good. Anyway, what I want to start talking to you about is someone that you know, Gordon Chang, says he made a very specific comment yesterday on one of the Sunday shows. The world will not be safe with John Kerry as long as he has a diplomatic passport.
True words have not been spoken. Exactly right. Gordon Chang was on John Katsimatidis' radio show, and that's when... he has said that, John Kerry, has been traveling the world, and he's supposed to be the climate change czar, but I would argue, and I think that's kind of what, Gordon Chang is arguing too, that John Kerry is working, several other things, and that includes kind of protecting China, if you will, over the United States. And, there's a lot of things that are, that China is doing that I think that, the Biden administration has John Kerry out there, aiding the State Department, if you will. But nonetheless, John Kerry is a dangerous man, and that is precisely what Gordon Chang is saying, and he's exactly right. He is a very dangerous man. We've got, obviously, China is threatening Taiwan,
mm-hmm.
And that's going to suck us in. Don't think that it won't in some form or fashion.
Sure.
I think we have some interesting naval assets in the... South China Sea right now.
Yes, we do.
It's no accident that Secretary of Defense Austin was in Israel
yep.
because of what is going on, what just happened with the Natanz and the power failure.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, then, you know, we have the whole matter of what we're going to do about the Olympics and whatnot. So John Kerry's, any of his conversations are not going to begin and end with climate change, trust me.
Now, the other thing that happened was we had a developing breaking news story coming from the Chinese government themselves and their health officials saying that their vaccines might not be as effective as first thought, and they're going to do something to beef them up.
Yeah, some kind of a booster.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we heard little Dr. Fauci say yesterday about the vaccines, mm-hmm. that we're probably going to have a booster in another year or so.
Yeah.
Now, remember
Germany?
Yeah, remember Germany when they bought all of their vaccines early on? Where did they buy them from?
Well,
China.
A couple.
Mm-hmm. And they're having all kinds of problems right now. Okay. Where the rubber meets the road, and we'll get into this right now, Iran has called the Natanz atomic site blackout that they had over the weekend nuclear terrorism, and they're finding fault. They're blaming Israel for what took place, and they think it was a cyber attack. And as you said, mm-hmm. our defense secretary was in Israel over the weekend.
Well, it's a shot across the bow. Israel is really going to prove to the United States that rejoining the JCPOA, Israel is not going to stand for it.
Nope.
So I think that they're really putting the Biden administration on notice as well. They should.
Big mistake. Big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the other thing that we can get to before we have to go to break here is that Nancy Pelosi has said the House Democrats' Capital Security funding bill is just about ready. Well, whoop-de-doo, what's going to make that so special?
Well, she can have the funding ready. Doesn't mean that, you know, it'll necessarily get passed. But on the other hand, I think they're going to find out that they're going to have some problems here with having people fill those positions.
Yeah.
We can't find, I mean, law enforcement is not being protected in this country.
Nope.
And they don't want the job.
Nope. And hold that thought. And by the way, that's why they're going to the Sergeant of Arms as a retired general. We heard from a lady in Alabama who's a retired Lieutenant General, Sergeant of Arms over there. And the beat goes on. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm Ron Edwards, and you're listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Take it away.
All right, I'm going to take it away there, Ron Edwards, and he'll be around Tuesday, and the Ron Edwards Notebook will be played at that time. And I want to remind everybody that this portion of the radio show, brought to you by our friends over at Moss Acura, now that's Moss spelled M-A-U-S, they're over on North Florida Avenue, right beside the Nissan dealership, side by side, Moss Nissan, Moss Acura. And all you got to do is, if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's had made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, starts out with a standard 345 horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, if you got some muscle aches and pains, that sure feels fantastic. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotation for life. And don't forget the You Serve, You Save program. We're all active duty military, all veterans, first responders, and pastors too. Get great care taken of them. Now, Moss Acura, located on North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? That is going to get you the white gloves treatment. All right, and back to Denise Simon with FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things she has to offer. And good morning again.
Good morning.
We're going to go to the border. Well, not really, but we're going to talk about the border. Now, Arizona's Attorney General gave some advice to the Biden administration. He says, hey, come on down here. Talk to the Border Patrol agents and find out what's going on.
That's just
kind of trolling Kamala Harris and the Biden administration, because it doesn't appear. I mean, Biden goes, yeah, we'll go at some point. Well, some point is, you know, like
long
now.
Long gone. Yep.
So it's really kind of just trolling, and that's fine. But if I were the media, I'd be asking, you know, a couple other questions, like, what's the limit? Is there a limit to how many migrants we're going to take in? Is the number 300,000? Is it 1.7 million?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's have a number here, because I think the American citizens deserve to know. And then what are we going to do with all these people? And if the Biden administration says there really isn't a number, okay, then how come you're not having all of these micro facilities under construction? I think that there's some harder questions that need to be asked.
Yeah, now Jim Jordan has spent a lot of time on the border. We've seen him on TV a lot. He's arguing that the press is not welcome at migrant facilities because Joe Biden and company just don't want the American people to know what's going on. Well, yep.
That's a fact.
And what is going on? Because we keep hearing all sorts of things.
Well, I mean, nobody seems to know, including the White House.
Good Lord. Now,
they don't know.
Now, this is funny because Kamala Harris, hello, Kamala. It's been 18 days since Joe Biden tapped her to lead the response in a border crisis. Their border czar is leaving a little bit earlier than what she said she was going to, and still no press conference and still no Kamala on the border.
Right.
So where do we go from here, Coach? You want to take a trip to the border and report?
No, I'm good. I don't need to go.
Well, the last time I was there, it's probably not changed a whole heck of a lot. The only thing different then was people were actually running across the interstate. You go through El Paso, and it would be not uncommon for people to come barreling through or over or around, however they got over the fence, and run across with their backpacks and whatnot to the other side of the interstate highway, trying to miss traffic and avoid the police at the same time in a border patrol.
Well, now they don't avoid the police, they border patrol. They go right to them.
Sure, because they want that money.
You know, they want to be cared for. They want to be taken in because the Biden administration is, you know, working with these Catholic charities. And mm-hmm. What is happening here is that they're just being released. So there's no fear of border patrol. In fact, they seek out border patrol.
Now, are you ready for something that's probably going to have you rolling in the chair?
Okay, go ahead.
Energy Secretary Mr. Granholm talked about the Biden energy plan, and he says it offers so much for the fossil fuel-dependent states. Laughing Man likes it.
Well, first of all, it's not a man, it's a woman.
Yeah, what are they smoking?
I don't know. I don't even know what to say about this administration. Do you?
No, I don't. It's beyond explaining anymore, because we knew what Obama did, but Obama, and I mentioned that before the top of the hour when we do our little wrap, Obama would at least look at the public support, and if it wasn't going his way, he would back off.
Well, you know, this woman, Jennifer Granholm, you know, she's decided that her position is kind of like, who was the one that we initially had at the EPA, the one that during the Obama administration that was running the aliases on her email. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember her name, but I know who you're talking about. Yep. Mm-hmm.
The attack on states' rights here is really kind of a remarkable thing. She decides she wants to get all involved in Texas because of the power grid failure there. And least of which had to certainly do with weather and weather, some of the turbines are not going to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, they all seem to know more than everybody else. But, I think we're going to overwork these state attorneys general. I think the lawsuits are just, they're going to have to hire a bigger staff.
Well, I don't disagree with you because, as I said, there's 31 states that are involved in multiple lawsuits against Joe Biden and his executive orders, which already he's got the most executive orders of any other president.
No doubt.
And you can even add a couple in there at the same time, and Bush and Obama, and he's got more than the two of them combined.
Well, I don't believe that he really understands what he's signing either. I don't think he has a clue. Of that. It's written out by a bunch of lobbyists and activists, and he's signing them, and he doesn't understand the implications. And then they make it sound like he does, because he'll be asked a question or two. He has to pull out his 3x5 index card to give a response.
Yeah.
So, I'd be asking some much harder questions here.
Yeah, and that's because he knows usually what the questions are that are coming at him. But the lies are starting to catch up with old slow Joe, as is his dementia as well. I mean, it's all catching up. It's obvious.
Well, you've got Jen Psaki, too, who, she's in full-blown denial here. And it seems to be working for him because... the media is not challenging this administration like it needs to. But there are some in the media that are getting a little serious about it all.
All right, let's take a question real quick from our favorite question asker, Bagman. Bob, what's on your mind?
Okay, just a quick statement. What we've elected in this administration is a collection of malcontents and incompetence. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to outrun it. All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, you won't get any argument from me on that one. And by the way, we know the election didn't go the way we wanted it to. We know that there was crazy things that went on. But now, finally, they're starting to do some snooping. And who knows what they'll find out.
Well, all things are not necessarily over yet. So, I think it's
going to
be a rocky 2021.
Yeah, we just can't change the results of 2020. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she writes, and sign up for her daily sit reps. Get on the list. I'll be right back with the Veterans and Military News Report.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As Michigan deals with the worst COVID-19 outbreak in the country, the state's governor is calling on the White House to send more vaccines. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she's asked for more shots for several weeks to help control the spread in her state. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb believes the federal government should start sending extra resources to area where COVID outbreaks are happening. He tells CBS News that dealing with outbreaks will require a different strategy going forward.
We need to think differently about this pandemic. If you look at all the planning for past pandemics, the flu planning that we've done in the past, even planning for bioterrorism incidents, it always contemplated surging resources into hotspots. It never perceived that there was going to be a confluent national epidemic, but there were going to be localized outbreaks. That, in fact, is likely what we're going to see going forward. We're not going to see a confluent epidemic, but we'll see these hotspots. So we need to get in the habit of trying to surge resources into those hotspots to put out those fires of spread.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have 2 campuses to serve you. I will tell you where they are at, but you can find out more about them by going online to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. That is a job that will last you a lifetime, and you'll be glad you did it once you do it because you'll never want for a job ever. You can go anywhere in the world and get a job. Now, 2 campuses. One is located in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside the city of Boston. The other one's here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Now, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again,
is 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities. You'd be glad you did, because you'll be able to talk to a student, probably talk to maybe more than one student, talk to a teacher or two, and also talk to the financial people about if you're a veteran getting your VA benefits, or if you're a civilian getting your college loan all taken care of, because they can do all that while you're there. So, the website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And the number, 800-659-2080. Now, a couple of stories here that might be somewhat related. There was a blackout, power blackout, at Iran's Natanz plant, which happened yesterday. Now, Iran says it's likely an Israeli cyber attack, and Western intelligence sources estimate it shut down entire sections of the facility. Now, whether or not it was Israel or not, which the world believes it was, this was just hours after they started up their new advanced centrifuges capable of enriching uranium faster. So you can understand why this may have, in fact, been done by Israel. Now, the second story that involves cyber attacks is coming from India, because American expertise may soon be facing Chinese cyber attacks directly in a battle to protect India's vulnerable infrastructure, including their nuclear program, as China is turning to the U.S. to get them to help them with the dilemma they now find themselves in. We'll see how that works out. By the way, you might have heard Denise and I talking about it. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin became the first Defense Secretary to visit Israel. He went there amidst all the conflict that was going on. And whether or not anything results from this in a positive fashion, we don't know yet, but certainly you can hope for the best. So we'll wait and see what's going on, as we do know that if Israel did do these cyber attacks, it's usually a little tit-for-tat between Israel and Iran back and forth. Not sure what Iran might do. By the way, the United States is considering sending warships into the Black Sea over the next few weeks in a show of support for the Ukraine amid Russia's increased military presence on Ukraine's eastern border. We'll see how that works out. Now, every now and then, we've had a ship over there in the Black Sea, but they're now talking about putting at least two warships over there and putting them close by the Ukrainian situation, where they would be in range for whatever might need to be done. By the way, the Defense Department has regained some of their lost readiness after two decades of continuous combat. But according to the Government Accountability Office, they still have more work to do. What that work is, we don't know, because they're not telling us. But two decades of war can certainly, with multiple fronts, can certainly do that to you. Now, without coming right out and saying it, President Joe Biden seems ready to let loose and forget about the May 1st deadline for completing the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Now, part of the reason is because orderly withdrawals take time. You just don't do it and you're out the door and gone. See ya. And Biden is definitely running out of time. But the other thing is, what you have to understand, is I told you a long time ago, based on the information I had, and this was when Trump was president, that the military was going nowhere in Afghanistan because the Afghanis just can't seem to do what they need to do on their own. Yet. Will they ever? I don't know. We'll see. Now, a Navy medic who shot and wounded two U.S. sailors before he was in fact killed by base or by Army base military police, happened to be a laboratory technician at Fort Detrick in Maryland, assigned to the Naval Medical Research Center there on the base. They really didn't know about any problems that this particular sailor had. And they're still investigating this to see what made him snap the way he did. By the way, last summer, two U.S. officials ventured into hostile territory for a secret high-stakes meeting with American adversaries in Syria, trying to get them to free a Marine vet, Austin Tice, and some other U.S. hostages that they have. The results so far are out. Now, the mission of U.S. forces in Iraq is changing. It shifted to training and advisory roles, allowing for redeployment of combat forces remaining in the country. The U.S. and Iraq delegates are working on the third round of the strategic U.S.-Iraq talks there, because that also is up for us pulling out of there. I don't think we'll ever pull out of Iraq either. I think we'll have a contingent there, 2,000, 3,000, for infinity. That's just my thought. By the way, U.S. Marines and sailors with the Marine Rotational Force Europe 21.1 participated in the Arctic littoral strikes in northern Norway with the Norwegian military in March. Marine Corps is stating that. And the commander of a brigade deployed to Europe, the Army is now saying, was brought back to his home station of Fort Hood, Texas, and relieved last week based on his poor judgment while in command, according to post officials. We don't have a name of the officer yet, but we soon will know who this was and perhaps what the unit was. Now, the most pressing issue facing the Defense Department, to the extent to which it will ever be able to define the problem itself, thrust itself into public view back on January the 6th when supporters of then-President Donald Trump, including some war veterans, stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn the results of the November election by force. Now, keep in mind, these are their words, not mine. Now, who's the they? U.S. News and World Report. They're still trying to put the narrative forth that this was an insurrection by a bunch of people that were hell-bent on doing some bad things to good people. Nope, not exactly. All right, folks, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America. God save America. God help America. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. It gets the best results when you take it regularly, like I do. I take it a couple times a day. And what it does for me is it helps with the inflammation I have in my left ankle and leg when I get out there and agitated or aggravated. It doesn't take much to do that because of my replacement ankle. And it will go right to the pain wherever it's at the source, and it will help to either lower or even eliminate the pain and certainly get rid of the swelling. Best thing about it, folks, is it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, that's because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. And it supports a healthy response to reducing the inflammation and decreasing the discomfort you're in. Comes in individual packets, also supports healthy joints and muscles. And for the 3-week quick start, it only costs $19.95. Now, to get it all going, you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start plan. You'll be glad you did. And it'll help you like it's helped tens of thousands of other people. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, joining us right now on the telephone line, we've got the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Listen, George the Godfather saying hello to you. So hello from George the Godfather.
Hey, George.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm going to read you a story here, and I just want you to hold on to something because I don't want you to collapse when I get done. You ready?
Okay, sounds good.
It's about David Hogg. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. He's from Stoneman Douglas.
Well, David Hogg's dreams of starting his own pillow company have finally been put to sleep. You see, the popular gun control activist announced over the weekend that he's quitting the pillow industry, despite the fact that he never actually sold a single pillow. And obviously, Laughing Man thinks that's hilarious, but did you know that?
Well, I knew he was trying to start something. It was, I think, the contest Mike Liddell or something like that.
Yeah.
I was, he's just a kid. He's just a kid, and, you know, again, he's kind of on the misguided path. You know, I'm going to go with the old Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi stating, you know, no such thing, bad student, only bad teacher. He's obviously been put on a path and in a wrong direction, and he's continuing on.
But that's amazing.
You know,
That's amazing.
Yeah, hopefully he will get his mind right eventually.
Yeah. Now, on Friday's producer price index figures, we saw some interesting numbers. The numbers are startling on an annual basis. When you take a look at the annual inflation, which has now been kicked up to 4.2%, the highest figure since September of 2011. I think inflation's higher than that, of course. And the
agree 110%. You're absolutely right.
And, of course, the crazy year of 2020 scrambles all the signals around a little bit because we were headed into some really good numbers last year until we had the lockdowns back in March. And now this year they're saying, oh, it's going to be tremendous. We're going to be 10, 15, 20%. Really?
Listen, I don't know what growth is going to be. I know we're going to see some substantial growth due to some of these industries that are opening up in particular. You know, you got the hospitality industry and whatnot, which is going to be helpful. I don't know how helpful. A lot of these businesses, you know, they're still, you know, got to wear a mask, got to do this, got to do that. And I think that turns a lot of people off.
Sure.
I know for one, I mean, I wouldn't be going to any theme park if I got to wear a mask all day long. Just wouldn't do it. Just have no desire.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what the growth is going to end up being. The reality of the situation is we still have, close to about 10 million people and then some that are still, you know, not back at the jobs that they had before. And there's definitely a shift within the economy. Changes are going to be made. Certain areas, businesses are going to readjust and, you know, they've figured out how to operate a certain way. And I don't know if they're necessarily going to go back to the old way of doing things. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult than everybody's making it out to be.
Yeah, and of course, little Dr. Fauci over the weekend said, well, you know, we might have to have a booster shot here in the next year or so for these people who have been vaccinated because of all these variants. Might have to have a booster shot. You knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah, I knew that was coming. All these guys, you know, they don't know what they're talking about, but they've got to give an answer, so they just hedge themselves. And, you know, basically what they're saying in regards to that. The key is, you know, you want to get rid of all the variants and whatnot by getting the herd immunity and not being allowed to pass around. But the reality is, you know, we have flu vaccines, quote unquote vaccines, but people still get the flu. And, you know, this, you know, might be around for a while. And we're going to just have to, you know, because the fact that people are vaccinated, you know, and have gotten it, should, you know, help, you know, dissipate the spread.
Now, when you talk about black voters are not necessarily on board 100% anymore with the Democrats, it could be because of what I'm about to say. The unemployment rate for black Americans fell for 8 consecutive months as Donald Trump's tenure in the White House marched towards its end, falling from 16.7% to 9.2% in January. Now, this was one of the fastest declines in unemployment in recorded economic history. In the meantime, it went up to 9.6% the first month under Biden. The second month, it jumped back up to 9.9%, and it shows no signs of going down anytime soon.
That's why, you know, you're going to continue to hand out checks, though, Matt, and you know, work to get people dependent upon the government instead of self-reliant. You know, that you know, I could play devil's advocate in that and say that it's actually good for Democrats. I mean, it's a fundamental difference. It's, you know, it's just the concept and the belief that people each have an inherent talent and ability and need to go out and find out what that is and go out there and overcome obstacles and achieve goals. We don't have that, you know, when it comes to the ideology of the left. They treat human beings like rescue pets, and it's your job, their job to take care of human beings. Human beings need to learn how to take care of themselves. However, you know, handouts and giveaways and welfare and all those things, it can become addictive. And we've seen that happen throughout history. And the amount of money that's being thrown around right now, to me, is just, it's patently absurd. I mean, I can go back to even, you know, Barack Obama had that one advertisement that he was running was called the Life of Julia, or the life of an entire woman and all the government assistance that she was getting throughout her life. And I found that to be so sad. You know, you don't want people to be relying upon the government, want government assistance. You want people to do things on their own.
Now, over the weekend, we got the official results of the Amazon.com warehouse workers vote to have a union in Alabama. I might want to point out to begin with that the workers at the plant in Alabama for Amazon were getting paid over twice what the national minimum wage was. That's number one. And that went down in a blaze of glory, 2-1, in a what was called a major win for Amazon.
Oh, well, I think it's just a major win for workers' rights. It's
sure.
Definitely a shot against Bernie Sanders and their whole crowd. But, you know, the unions are going to come back with the fact, you know, part of this latest infrastructure bill, you know, like Kirsten Gillibrand, everything's infrastructure. All these home health care workers and pre-K and all of this, they're going to make them union members. And the SEIU is going to continue to grow.
By the way, the White House is convening a summit with top executives on this chip shortage. I don't know where that's going to go. Do you?
I mean, you could talk about chip shortages till you're blue in the face, unless you're producing your own chips and are relying upon yourself with your own supply chains. It's going to be difficult. I mean, I was reading this morning, not too long ago, about the, you know, even routers, networking routers, are delayed upwards of a year. Right now, because the chip shortage that exists. Again, this is a part of things. This is when you have short-term thinking over long-term thinking, and the focus on quarterly profits rather than strength over the long term. And we have way too much short-term thinking, not just in Washington D.C., but in corporate America as well.
By the way, and finally, China's antitrust regulator has launched its own crackdown on Alibaba and big tech in China.
Somebody must have posted something or said something that they weren't supposed to. That's usually when, you know, big businesses in China get pushed back upon, as if when they go against, obviously, the party in China. So I don't know, maybe Alibaba opened their mouths and did something. But, yeah, they're a very powerful company, and they do a ton of business over there.
Believe so. Okay, have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. I'll be right back. Frank Sovallo coming up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.